Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.
Our friend Tom Dyson at the Palm Beach Letter is giving away free copies of a really cool report he put together called How to Protect Yourself from America's New Secret Police. Inside, you'll learn all sorts of simple, everyday tricks you can use to make yourself a little less visible and vulnerable to scammers, hackers, and even the federal government. For instance, inside Tom's report, you'll learn which free internet email service never to use. This company doesn't care if your account gets hacked or not. Four things the government must tell you if they request your social security number. And how to spot skimmers lying in wait on ATMs and gas pumps, and much, much more. These tricks and secrets are low-hanging fruit ideas. You don't have to invest time or much money into them. Most are free. But by taking some basic measures, you can make your privacy much harder to invade than your neighbors. Tom's report is available for a limited time to listeners who take a trial subscription to his newsletter. Just visit the Financial Survival Network homepage for more information, or go to www.palmbeachletter2.com. That's www.palmbeachletter2.com. You are listening to the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm Kerry Lutz on 1230 WBZT. Do you believe there's a coming shift in American awareness? Well, then you need to listen to the person you're about to hear, because she certainly does. I've got Christina Tobin on the line with us now. Christina, welcome to the Financial Survival Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And you've got a site, Free and Equal, and I don't want to pigeonhole you into any particular movement, because that's kind of besides the point, but you see a shift coming where effectively the people take back their country, don't you?
Yeah, Free and Equal Elections, we're a nonprofit, and simply put, our mission is to create open and transparent elections that will bring power back to the individual voters. That's what we're about here at Free and Equal.
Right. And you just wrote an interesting article entitled The Coming Shift in American Awareness. And really what we have now, and you know, if you've listened to the Financial Survival Network, you're no stranger to this. What the corporate media spews out there, the subservient media, the state-run media, whatever you want to call it, they're spewing out things about American Idol, about the Miley Cyrus, whatever her name is, whatever the latest gobbledygook is, cultural gobbledygook, to distract you from what's actually going on in Syria, in Benghazi, here at home, the corruption, the IRS gate, AP gate, NSA spy scandal. Isn't that what you seem to be getting at here, Christina?
Sure. I mean, that's the root of the, or at the core of the problem there. Excuse me, I misspoke. But, you know, that's the beginning. And to go to the core of the problem, and we look at what influences mainstream media and politics and what's going on in Syria. It's no coincidence that all of these countries wrapped around Iran are, you know, being bullied with. And the tension between Iran and Israel is very obvious. And, you know, you have entities like, you know, AIPAC and so on. There's power in Israel. But, you know, here at Free and Equal, we're here to resolve, to fix this problem and bring everybody together. People from, whether they're Israel, from Syria, from, you know, whether you're Muslim or Christian, it just doesn't matter. At Free and Equal Elections, we recognize that mainstream media, well, they're big. Part of their job is to distract us, and to overcome that here at Free and Equal, we're going to be, and we are uniting and empowering leaders from Occupy, the Tea Party, from all parties, to independents, musicians, celebrities, student leaders, journalists, activists from all races, creeds, backgrounds, and social standings to reform the U.S. electoral process by empowering more young Americans to vote and run for elective office. And so when you have situations like the Miley Cyrus thing that happened, seems like months ago, weeks ago, you know, the music industry is a problem. And so here at Free and Equal, we do anticipate working with great music, with lyrics that have not been watered down and, you know, and dumbing down America. And we're here to open up the music industry and have fun and create a movement bringing the kids together across the United States. And I can tell you a little bit more about what we're doing there as well.
Well, getting back to this concept of dumbing down America, do you think that maybe it's too late, that America has been too far dumbed down at this point, that government indoctrination centers, otherwise known as schools, have done their job too well and it's gone?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the government wants us to give up, but if we give up, well, for me, giving up is not an option, because if we give up, horrible things are going to happen to Americans and people throughout the world, very negative things, and it's very frightening what is rising in Syria. And the reasoning behind it is really comes down to a few powerful elite individuals that control our two-party system, and this two-party system is... It's not a two-party system, it's one party, but these two parties have been playing it back and forth, pretending that they work against each other, when in fact, internally, they work together. The money behind Republicans and Democrats alike is the same, and then they use tools like the Federal Reserve, I mean, a private institution created in 1913 and monopolizing the currency. That's pretty scary. The Commission on Presidential Debates, many of you may have heard of Free and Equal last year, when we hosted a presidential debate moderated by Larry King and myself. And it was truly an open debate viewed by 20 million people, top 10 trending on Twitter. I mean, who would think this? You know, I'm just a 32-year-old gal that wants to help save our country, and here I am on stage with Larry King and walking off stage hearing we're top 10 trending on Twitter and seeing all the young faces in the audience. And I realized it's the youth that are going to save our country. They're the ones that are going to be influenced the most easily, the most quickly, and we're going to kick off a tour across the United States, the United We Stand Festival tour, bringing the music together, and again, celebrities, journalists, organizations, the people from all these different groups across the spectrum to realize and recognize that, yes, the two-party system has been intentionally dividing us for over a century. Well, now it's time to unite, and when we unite, the seemingly divisive issues will no longer exist. And there is finally this gentleman by the name of Dr. Ron Paul, who once said, if you ever can bring about revolutionary changes, two things would be required. Young people would have to be involved, and you would need music. So here we are at Free and Equal, United We Stand Festival. We're holding a great fest at UCLA this October 12th. Pretty exciting, the kickoff for our movement.
All right, so look, we got the music, we got all that, but don't you think the forces that you're up against... you know, the elitist bankers, the banksters, trillions of dollars from all over the world. There's, you know, several thousand families, foundations, you know, the Bilderbergs, whoever you want to point your finger at. Do you think that they're too big a force to be reckoned with?
No, not at all. And simply put, because there's more of us than there are of them. There are far more honest people in the world than there are not. No matter what culture, what race, it just doesn't matter. And again, it's the mainstream media and the influences of TV that make us think that, wow, there is no hope. But it's just not the case. There is hope. And the Zazi Folk State specifically, the 18 to 28-year-olds, I mean, they're not a force to be reckoned with. They're a game changer. They're going to come out hardcore and not only getting engaged in our electoral process, because every problem we have, from the banksters, the NSA, Patriot Act, drones, I mean, the list goes on and on, war, drug war, on and on. Every problem stems from having a broken electoral system. So the current electoral system gives Americans few choices, false choices, little information, and lots of confusion. But here at Free and Equal, we're going to unite all the leaders on all these topics to create panel discussions and engage, and not only inspire the kids to run for local office beginning in 2014, but we're going to make it fun. We're going to make the music and bring everyone together. And, you know, our organization has been endorsed by individuals like Ralph Nader and Dr. Ron Paul. And Ralph Nader once taught me a quote of his that I really love: the function of leadership is to create more leaders, not more followers. And my role as a leader is to inspire these kids to run for local office. There's nothing else to do. There's no job. Run for office. I did it at 27 years of age. I ran for statewide office in California for Secretary of State. So you can do it. The listeners listening, you can run for local office. I can do it statewide at 27. All of you listening on the show can do it yourselves. And Free and Equal will be here to help you. We're going to be offering the tools and resources at freeandequal.org, freeandequal.org, to give you truly a free and equal chance of winning.
But look, I mean, you look at the Middle East, the way it's blowing up, and they supposedly had these free elections. They elected people who were far worse than the people they were replacing. And these 18 to 24-year-olds overwhelmingly voted for Obama. Look how easily they're duped. You really think the salvation lies with these people?
They can be just as easily woken up. And I'm a very optimistic but also realistic person as well. And I do foresee that when these kids get around music, you know, from the Tom Morello's of Rage Against the Machine to Chris Novoselic, the bassist for Nirvana, who's a huge advocate for proportional representation, chairman of fairvote.org, we're huge with electoral system, to Public Enemy. We're holding a fest at UCLA October 12th. Public Enemy is going to be performing there. Founders of the Wu-Tang Clan are going to be performing there. These are musicians that have, I mean, if you know Public Enemy, Fight the Power, I mean, that doesn't say it. I don't know what does. You know, we're here to not only open up the electoral system, but the music industry. Hollywood, Sean Stone will be speaking there, Oliver Stone's son. Hopefully Oliver will hop on board soon. Three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist Amber Lyon, whistleblower, CNN, RT America, Abby Martin. I mean, they have 630 million households. She's a speaker at our fest. So when you bring this honest media together, you've got to open up the honest media as well, all these different components. So Free and Equal, I do foresee, will become beyond Facebook, the ultimate social networking hub. It's here to pull in the information, like our interview today, to plug it onto our website, to pull it in, to build others, to build honest media, seemingly like yourself, and all the honest individuals that we're going to bring together. We are the umbrella group, and I do foresee courses rising throughout all universities, through tweens, and so local debates being held. We've already had dozens of inquiries from student groups that want us to host these debates from within, so we can clean up the system, but the system's going to be about, and in order to achieve that is, there's going to be a huge movement of independents rising outside of the party system, because I feel parties don't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do sound quite optimistic, and I hope that your optimism is indeed justified, because some people do believe that we're so far down the slope that there's going to be a collapse before these new leaders can really emerge and save the place.
Well, the one big advantage we have is this thing called the internet. I feel our founding fathers, that what they were missing when they wrote the Constitution, there was no mention of parties whatsoever, or even corporations, but, you know, no mention of parties. And that's because parties don't work. They can't be fixed from within. They'd rather crash us all than let others in. Look at what they did to Dr. Ron Paul, the RNC. So, you know, the two-party system is going to fade away. The party system as well is going to fade away. Money and politics will fade away. And I do foresee, because of the internet, we will be able to unite across the spectrum, left and right. I do see parties will fade away. Money and politics will fade away. And one of our many different projects we'll be launching is a national election assistant, which lists every single candidate running for office, implementing all the debates that we'll be holding across the nation, all the panel discussions with all these leaders, so they're tools for the youth, and eventually the people. I mean, people of Woodstock, the baby boomers are going to wake up as well, but the first and the quickest way to influence is from the youth, the 18 to 20-year-olds, 18 to 28-year-olds, that is, and then it'll, you know, influence everyone. It's the hope.
Right. And we're going to talk more about this up next on the financialsurvivalnetwork.com. I'm Kerry Lutz here with Christina Tobin on 1230 WBZT. Hey, if you're a coffee connoisseur like me, you need to try an amazing new roaster out of L.A., Tonks Coffee. These guys are fanatical about delivering the best beans in the world. They source directly from the growers, roast it, and ship it to you within 24 hours, so it's the most fresh coffee you've ever tasted. Every 2 weeks, you get a new batch of incredible beans roasted to perfection. If you're hitting a cafe most mornings, this is a much better and more economical way to get great coffee. Tonks is by subscription only, and they're offering you a free sample. Use the URL tonks.org/liberty. That's tonx.org/liberty. Get some for yourself or send it to someone you know who appreciates the finer things. Tonks.org/liberty. Again, tonx.org/liberty. And we're back on the Financial Survival Network with Christina Tobin. I'm Carrie Lutz on 1230 WBZT. So, Christina, you see this as kind of like an unstoppable force of nature, don't you?
I do. History's on our side. And, you know, if there are days that it's like, wow. I mean, when I see that people are giving up, it just makes me rise even more strongly to counter that. You know, I had an interview one time with this girl on the radio, and she just, you know, was a Liberty person. It was on election night, actually, last year. And she said, well, you know, I give up. You know, there's no way to do this. So I looked at her and I said, then why are you here? Why are you on the air trying to bring liberty within our world, our government, and you're saying you give up? Why are you here? Giving up is not an option, because that's what the system wants. They want us to give up because that works to their favor. And so we have to counter that, and we will, by creating, again, a positive, powerful, peaceful, solution-based movement, uniting we the people, the honest people, across the spectrum, to not only take our government back, but when we do and governments cut back, left and right alike, even Occupy leaders have spoken with, they've broken away from the co-opted movement, Tea Party as well, recognize that we do need to cut that government left and right alike. And when we do, and we bring integrity within our government, and we shift the power back to the individuals, to the people.
So as far as technology goes, you believe that that technology is deliberately being stifled by both the government and a cabal of industry, shall we say, and wealthy individuals?
I do. I feel that the elite that control our system, we know they control, of course, from the Commission on Presidential Debates, the Federal Reserve, and all these different tools they use to provoke needless chaos. They also have companies that have to deal with gas and electric, and so technology evolving is not to their favor. You know, it's no coincidence that over 500 patents have been washed by the government since the 1900s. I'm a huge fan of Mr. Tesla, you know, and learning about technology and energy. And when we do fix the electoral system, we will, then technology is going to evolve. I feel like there's going to be a cure found for everything. People will be living longer lives, some say long lives. But, you know, in any case, my goal, my agenda beyond fixing the electoral system is for people to live happier, healthier lives, harmony. I mean, our time here on Earth is so limited, and to be living in fear because of a system that is so greedy, you know, the politics of money, life is more than money. Money is a tool. It's not just about money. It's not about money. It's a tool. It's about happiness and being with your family and enjoying the days that are numbered. And so my whole goal beyond, you know, not only fixing the electoral system, it's just for people to live good lives. And that's really it.
And that's really what the founding fathers wanted when they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's really all you want for your children, for your family, for your friends. You just want them to be able to live their lives without undue interference from the government, from some bureaucrats knocking on the door there to help them. And you just want to live your life and be free to succeed or free to fail, right?
I couldn't agree more. And in order for us to live our lives, we must and we will rise as not only a nation throughout the U.S., but throughout the world. The whole world is watching America right now. And when we, the people, rise, again, in a positive, powerful, peaceful movement, and a solution based of replacing Democrats and Republicans alike, beginning with the 2014 local races, the mainstream media leads us to believe that the presidential races are more important than the local. They're not. Imagine that. Mainstream media misleading us once again. So, you know, those local races are key, the congressional races, and let's replace those Democrats and Republicans. I see parties becoming, fading away. You know, I see money in politics fading away. I see the Federal Reserve. I see alternative currencies now being introduced in over 36 states, probably more now. I mean, it's just, we're here to offer ideas, solutions, to stimulate intellectual dialogue, and we truly have a long-term plan, and I urge your listeners listening today to go on our website, freeandequal.org. We definitely have a long-term plan there. We're growing so much day by day. And, you know, I feel that my role is just to build something that helps prevent, always is my hope, for many, many more centuries, far beyond when I'm no longer here. I'm just keeping, you know, people happy and healthy and harmony. So again, you know, I'm just a 32-year-old gal, you know, that wants to help save our country. And, you know, and I've definitely have a lot of experience in the electoral side. I've helped gather over a million signatures to get candidates on the ballot, all parties, Democrats, Republicans, Greens, Libertarians, even Socialist Equality Party. It just, I want more voices and more choices. And I think that I speak for most of your listeners and most of the people. And so in order to achieve that, you know, I've recognized that that it's going to be the independents, the individuals that take our government back. And I feel honored to be at the forefront of a movement and building others and aligning myself with like-minded great people to help achieve these seemingly impossible things. It's just not impossible. The system wants us to think that it is, and the system's wrong. Hey. Don't trust the system.
One final question. I noticed that you're a 501c3 or 4.
Yes, we are a nonprofit.
Yeah.
C3.
When you requested that status from the IRS, did they give you a hard time on it?
Yeah, they did, actually. They initially denied us. So we ended up finding an organization that got nonprofit status back in, I believe, 1981. My mentor, Richard Winger, of Ballot Access News. He's a leading election law expert that's testified in over 300 cases throughout the U.S. to better election law reform, election laws. He said, "Hey, Christina, I want to hand over this company to you." And so we transitioned the nonprofit status over to Free and Equal legally. We have legal counsel from the National Libertarian Party and others helping us. So we were able to obtain nonprofit status that way. So I'm really thankful for Richard Winger and that whole team for doing that. And so all donations are tax deductible towards Free and Equal. I personally turned down recently $500,000 from a corporation that sells unhealthy products to fund our United We Stand Festival at UCLA October 12th. I recently turned down another $250,000 because it came with strings attached. Compromising is not an option.
Oh,
and so,
good for you.
I appreciate anybody that can go on our website and donate. It would really help a lot because we're going to need that in order to make this this festival a success. I personally brought in about $100,000, but we're going to need another $250,000 next week or so. So again, it's 100% tax deductible, free and equal, andequal.org. And I really thank you so much and your listeners for hearing me out today, and I look forward to hopefully being on your show again in the future and having our talent and people who support our organization on your show as well in the future.
Very well. It's definitely a lot of fun having you on here, Christina. I like your optimism, your breath of fresh air. I wouldn't say I'm as optimistic as you. I am hopeful always, because I do believe that you can only lie to people so long until they recognize what you're saying for what it is. And governments are the enemy of truth. No matter where you go, it doesn't matter what country, what system, they lie. And they keep lying, and they keep lying and lying until finally they lose the support of the governed. And it can only go on for so long. And I think we are at end game here. And I think around the world, the same process has taken place, Christina. And because the United States was founded on a hope, on a ray of optimism, we perhaps are more cynical about the positive, the soothing, the bombing effects of government, of massive government. And many of us, many of you, are fed up with this expansive system, and we're just not going to participate in it. You're not going to take any more of it, and you've had it. So if you feel that way, contact Christina's site. Give that URL again, please, Christina.
Sure, it's freeandequal.org. And I really thank you so much for your kind words. And I see that light, that sense of optimism there. And I do hope that our movement helps that to increase more with you, because many of your listeners are listening to you. They're influenced by you. And having that optimism is key in order to overcoming these seemingly impossible, you know, challenges. It's really not that impossible. And I wanted to finally say our United We Stand Festival at UCLA, October 12th, it's the kickoff for a 10-stop university tour across the nation. Free and Equal is here to stay. I'm relentless. I will never, never, never give up, as Churchill once said. And so Thank you so much for your ray of light there. I see it, that optimism there. And I urge you to study us more, as well as your listeners. And again, thank you so much for your time and your consideration of having me on the show today. Free and Equal, andequal.org. Thank you.
It was a pleasure, Christina. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up. Newsletter is restarting any day now. It's just moving past week, but we're restarting it this week, I promise. financialsurvivalnetwork.com. We'll have a link to Christina's site on there. You don't want to miss it. Really important stuff. Christina, been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Carrie Lutz. I recently decided to move my retirement account into physical precious metals to hedge against the coming times. If you want to move an existing retirement account into physical precious metals that you can hold in your hand tax-free, there's no company that can do it more quickly and efficiently than Regal Assets. It took them just 24 hours to open my new IRA account, and all I had to do was fill out one simple form. The best part is that Regal Assets does all the work for you. They cover the setup and administrative costs for 2013. If you're interested in making the same move I did, call 855-678-6620, 855-678-6620. That's 855-678-6620, or visit them at regalassets.com. You'll be glad you did, and tell them Carrie sent you.
The Financial Survival Network, helping you to survive and thrive in the new economy. Get our complimentary newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. This is the Financial Survival Network.